So in Tes Amud Beis, we get up to our second Mishnah of the Masechta. The Mishnah says that lo yishev adam lifnei hasafar samach l'mincha sheisla, that a person shouldn't sit by the barber. He shouldn't go get a haircut samach l'mincha when it's already mincha time until he's already davened. And then it lists a few other things that you shouldn't do. Lo yikanis adam l'merchat, you shouldn't go to the bathhouse. Lo leburski, you shouldn't go to the tannery. Lo leechol, you shouldn't go eat. You shouldn't begin a meal. Lo leden, you shouldn't begin a court case. You shouldn't sit in din. But all these things, if you start in a mafsikin, you shouldn't stop. Mafsikin lekros kirishma, but you should stop if you do need to recite Shema. But in mafsikin letzvila, but you don't stop if you just need a daven. So obviously, this Mishnah begs the question of what's the connection between all these things in Pnimius, that these are all things that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't begin Samach L'mincha until you've already davened. So to answer, there's a Mahalach slightly based off the Sefer Oneg Shabbos, which is Sefer that he comments on all the Mishnayos of Pesach Shabbos and Derech Pnimius, and very practical Derech Avodah from Rav Aaron Zalchov. But to kind of give a hakdama to that the Arizal brings down that mincha, and it's really from the Zohar, that mincha is a time of tegvoras midas adin, that mincha is the zman of din. It's the zman, the harshest time of the day, and maybe this relates to the difficulty of davening mincha, you know, when people are at work, and it's the middle of the day, it's on the morning, it's on the night, it's a complicated time to daven, and there's a certain midas adin that's involved by mincha. It relates in the Arizal of why kind of mincha has the tzura it has with, you know, just ashrei straight into shmona esrei, without a psuki de zimra, or without a kriyashma, without a brichas kriyashma, pnimius. But it's a time of din. So in a time of din, you're not supposed to be osik in things that could mess up the din. And the number one avoda that we have with din is that we're always trying to be mamtik dinim. That dinim aren't bad things inherently. Negativity is not associated with gevura, with might and din judgment. It's that when it's misused, it's negativity. But we have the ability to be mamtik, to sweeten din and make it a good thing. So that now you can read the Mishnah in the following way. That a person shouldn't sit in front of the barber, samach l'mincha, if he didn't yet daven. What's the barber represent? So the concept of getting haircuts. The Arizal brings down in multiple places that the concept of a haircut is the mosri mochin. It's like these, what seems to be like the waste or the leftover, the extra, the unnecessary mochin, right? And that's the hair. They're literally stemming out of your head. They're the unnecessary parts that you can just kind of shave away. And they're going lachutz, and that's the concept of a machshava zara, of a machshava that's going lachutz, a machshava that's not the right thing. And our avodah is to take those machshava zaras and to cut them away. But when we cut them, what do? We leave the peyos. The halacha is you have to leave the peyos at rosh. And the peyah the Arizal brings down is peyos gematria elokim. They're both gematria 86. Pey alachay is the same gematria as elokim, which is the shem midas hadin. So the Arizal says the kavana of yiras elokim al panav, that the yira of Elokim is alpanav, is noticeable on his face, but that's when you see someone with payas, you know they have Yiras Hashem, or Yiras Elokim specifically. So the concept of Yiras Elokim, the concept of din, right, of the way, the correct outlet for din, is to know which hairs to leave. That really, cutting away the hair is an act of immense chesed, and there's a correct place for din, and that's called the payas arosh. So a haircut is an avoda, sitting in front of the barber is an avoda, of, you know, trying to understand the nuance between what's bad about din and what's good about din. So you wouldn't be able to do that before you daven once it's mincha time, because it's a time of where din seems very strong and it could be very confusing. But once you've davened, you successfully have been mamtik that din, you've sweetened that din in a way that it's more graspable, more understandable, and you can make the necessary tikkunin and the necessary birurim, and you could clarify and fix the necessary pieces. And the next part of the list is he says that lo yikanis adam l'merchat, a person shouldn't go to the bathhouse. So the concept of going to the bathhouse is also the concept of rechitza. The kavana is that you're being rochit from the zuamal, that you're washing off all the bad things, that there's certain, you know, negativity that was being machnis into us through all of our chataim, stemming back to originally Chere Tadas, and then once again with Chere Egel, there was a certain Zuoma Sanachash that came into us, and the washing off is part of the tikkun for that. This is why right after the, you know, the Maisa with Adam messing up with the Eitz Hadas, it teaches us about the four rivers that came out of Eden, because that's the concept of you have to know, right, once there's din in the world, you have to know how that you could be rochets that din. So this is the concept of going to mincha, of going to mikvah, specifically before, right, you dafka go samach mincha, on Erev Shabbos you go already, once it's already past mincha time, once it's already this time of din, because that's the correct time to wash it on Erev Shabbos. So you shouldn't, so that's why that's the next part of the list, that you shouldn't go to the merchats until you're ready daven, because now you'll know how to successfully wash off the negative dinim in your life. You'll know how to deal with that avodah. Velola barsuki, you shouldn't go to burski. You shouldn't go to the tanning house, the place where they tanned all the hides, where they made the skins of the animal good. Why? Because that's also a remnant back to the original sin of Adam HaRishon. Because the Chazal tell us, and the Zohar explains, that when Adam HaRishon sinned, he made his ksonis or with an aleph, his clothing of white, into a ksonis or with an ayin, a ksonis of skin. Right? And that's specifically that once he sinned, Hashem had to give him, you know, Hashem gave him begadim of skin, and we to this day, we wear begadim of skin, whether that's leather, whatever it is, that we wear aspects because we no longer, our skin no longer shines with that same aura that it did. And once again, it's a reference to the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that physicality became more real, that the aura, what could have been so sorry, what could have been begotten of light, clothing made exclusively out of light. Light is the most, you know, like the best muscle we have to spirituality in the physical world is something that, like, it's so tangible, it's so noticeable, but it's not tangible at all. Like, you can't grasp it, you can't feel it, but you could fully fathom it. So light is this concept of ruchnius, and it was miskashim, it became physical and made into something of real chumrius, and that's the ksonus or with an eye, and that's skin. So you shouldn't go to a tannery, meaning you shouldn't try to be osik in the avodah, trying to bring back your ksonus or into a or with an ayin, into or with an aleph, and making that ayin, that period of 70, all things of period are 70, of 70 umos, we have shivim nafesh, we have 70 lashonos, all the things of 70, shivim panim la Torah, we shouldn't try to tap into, recognize they're all coming from that one unity, that aleph, unless we've already davened mincha for a time of kavura, until we've successfully were mantik the kavura and started that process of hamtakas the kavuros, then we can't do it. The next one is Lola Achoy shouldn't start at meals. So once again, Achila also stems back from the Eitz Hadas. It's that same avoda. That until you know how to perfect this avoda, be mantic, strict things, you shouldn't be osik in sitting. The whole concept of sitting and eating, the whole concept of eating is to make a tikkun of the original chi, which was done through eating through the Eitz Hadas. Adam had a mitzvah to eat from any fruit of the gan except for the Eitz Hadas, and to not eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. So all of our achilas are coming to be a tikkun of that. When we eat with the right way, with the right kavanah, lishma, doing things the right way, we're making a tikkun of that, but you can't do that in that dangerous time. And specifically, all these are related to Adam HaRishon, who was born during this Samuch L'mincha on Erev Shabbos. He was born to this, you know, close to Mincha time. And had he davened first, he maybe would have been able to be Metzlich and all these inyanim. The next one on the list is Velola Din. You shouldn't sit down to Din. That's straight up a reference to Dinim, right? That meaning you shouldn't sit to be Osik in Din. Being Osik in Din is a real Hamtakas HaDinim. In fact, the Mishnah, or the Gemara, I'm not sure. I think it's a Mishnah. Avos says that, right, that when the Balei Dinim are standing in front of you, they should be Yebe and Echak Rishon. They should be Rishon in your eyes. You should view them as Rishon. But once they leave you, right, so now they're like zakkai. Now you're mantic then. Meaning when you're judging them, that's an avodah of looking at the din within the person, and that's how you get to the correct din. The correct judgment comes from the side of gavura, the side of din, the side of not looking to be nice and kind to everyone, but trying to find out the correct din, what's everyone deserving of, the correct gavura, the correct judgment for each person, the correct gamar din. So that's what it means. You shouldn't sit down for dinner with all these people. All these things are things you should not do some of them. However, if you did it, you're not going to stop. Meaning you one can possibly achieve these avodas. Even in time of din, you can do them. And so it's a beautiful touch in this Mishnah of all the different things that you can't do, samachuminchla, are all certain avodas that we have in our own lives, of ways we have to interact with dinim, with harshness, with kavura in this world, and that we shouldn't do it, that we shouldn't engage with it until we're in the world of hamtaka, until we have the correct kelim, until we have the correct methods to know how to sweeten it, to know how to approach it with nuance and understanding. And that's what it means to daven mincha. To daven mincha is to daven in that time of gevurah, and to be able to be daven and find the Ribono Shalom. That's a very special thing. That if you, ideally, in the ideal world, you would always daven for your ozikimness. When someone's dealing with the act of gevurah or of din or psak din or trying to find, you know, correct way to deal with harsh judgments in the world, they should have had practice with their minchas. Mincha is this amount of minuchas and nefesh within the world of din, that you can have chasadim even in the time of din.